are back. You are listening to Davin Den on the Break. That was T-Ace. Listen to T-Ace, and of course that lead-in was, well, you guys can figure it out. I don't have to tell you what it was if you don't know. Too darn bad. Mr. Davin, anyway.
That's it. No, we don't.
Anyway, that would not be nice. So, yeah, before we came back, we had a riveting conversation about words Pip Helix does not like.
Yes.
I told her her C-U-N-T was the sorbet the palate needed.
I've been told that before.
Sometimes.
After a night full of dick, sometimes you just need a C-U-N-T to cleanse the palate. Pip Helix brought it.
Yeah, I do every week.
Thank you, Pip. And then we did some scam busting, did some Ann Jackson. So now it's stories time, right? Because you guys have been hawking me. We're not doing that for the stories. I'm like, well, we got other things to do.
That
why
would
they
be
sound
me.
Like Evan?
Because I know
in
that
joke.
Irritates you. Let's see. All right, there's the theme-y. The theme, here we go. Whoa, whoa.
Always and forever.
It really is, Joe. It is just like a dream to me. All right, when we last left off, it was April 17th. I had just warned DJ with my real profile like an asshole. That's not the way to warn a victim.
No.
That his girlfriend that he was in a relationship with was Mavis Mills. And Mavis Mills was not Ann Angel, the woman pictured. Mavis
yeah.
Mills, of course, was our scammer, who Dick El Dorado, a.k.a. Joe Curry.
Haven't had enough heartbreak in my life.
I know.
Strap in, Joe. It's going to be a long night.
Real, not real.
Well,
can't get a break with anybody.
I'm surprised Mavis didn't work into your story with Joanne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Susan, Betty, Mavis.
Yeah, as much of a shot with her as you did with anybody else.
Let me tell you, it gave me a lot of practice to write shit. No poetry, but...
You got a better shot with Chad than you do with Mavis.
You know what? I will say, though, Joe, if you had given Mavis the gift you gave Betty, that relationship might have blossomed.
Yeah. I bet it would.
You know, Chad's 38.
Okay.
He is?
Yeah.
So?
Younger man.
Ah.
Okay. Anyway, we're done with that, Joe. You'll have to deal. We'll have to wait to deal with your pain until we come back.
Just saying.
Okay. I brought it up.
Just saying.
All right. So, Belinda was ill last time, but we felt a more loving relationship between Belinda and I. We thought things were on the mend.
Yeah, things were better.
But I had informed DJ. I hadn't spoken to Belinda. So we'll go to April 18th, which is the next day, the day after I inform DJ.
Yes, that she was not, in fact, the girl of his dreams.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
She doesn't love me.
No, you're wrong.
All
right, so April 18th, I go to Belinda. Hey, how you feeling? She goes, I'm getting better. I go, good, that makes me happy. She says she's a little strong now. I said, good. I go, you've not been around much these past weeks. This is because I hadn't spoken to her since April 14th.
Wow.
So, yeah, we are now... There are serious drop-offs in this relationship.
Yeah. Big chunks of time that you guys aren't chatting.
I miss her.
Yes.
Actually, I probably did. I think
probably
I did.
Probably did.
I did. I used to talk to her all the time.
I know.
Now I had to, like, do work.
It was like your guilty pleasure. And it's like,
I know the feeling.
Yeah. No, yeah. Joking. It's not so funny when it happens to you, is it?
In real life, man.
Yeah.
So I tell her she's not been around much these past weeks. She goes, that's because I'm broke. Can't afford it these days. Remember, she had recently asked for money for sewing.
For her daughter's school and sewing.
Yes. I go, I see. So what did you want for your birthday? Remember, she said she wanted something for her birthday.
Yeah.
She goes, anything you want to give. Don't know what to ask for since I might not get it. Now, before when I said, you know, I'll do my best, she said, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah, that was a little bit of a pinch right there.
I thought so.
Yeah.
A little shot.
Yeah.
A little shot.
A little shot.
What's the matter? Nothing.
If only, Joe. If only. Did you type C-U-N-T? I go, tell me what you want. She goes, she wants to take Kasha, that's her daughter, and myself shopping. Mine and her things are old. Want to get her new one and also change my hairstyle. My hair is messed up. I go, your hair is short. How messy can it be? She goes, my hair is not short. It's messy. I go, it looks short from the picture you took recently.
What's the matter? Something happened to your weave?
She goes, yeah, it does, but it's not short. I go, okay. I go, okay, how can I mail you a hairstylist? She goes, you tell me how you are going to do it. I go, I do not think I can mail you a person. Do you want hair care products? Although in the past I did offer to mail her, like, I think like a male, like me or something, like a male prostitute is main parts. And she wanted the penis.
No, Mary like, Hiss, does you wow. see this crate? Bruce, fragile. Let me out of here. It's been a hell of a trip.
My hair's on.
Sick of lost my scissors
this
in
humidity.
The
humidity. Ugh. My hair's a fright.
Mm. Is somebody else smell Ebola? I go, I do not think I can mail you a person. Do you want hair care products? She goes, I want to braid my hair, not hair care products. I go, okay, what do you need to braid your hair?
She needs a weave.
She goes, a wig and money to pay for it.
Ah, I knew it.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Good for you. You're a special little camper.
Will she be singing show tunes?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps.
Jazz hands.
I go, a wig? She goes, yeah, to add to my hair to be braided. I go, why do you need to add to it? Black girl problems.
Uh-huh.
She goes, to make it more beautiful. I go, are you entering a beauty contest? She goes, no. Do I have to enter a beauty contest before I fix my hair? I go, no, but I think you're beautiful without a wig. She goes, but that's what I want to do on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That, you know what? Now I go back, like, if it was a guy writing all this now, it's back to a girl.
It's definitely,
it's
a,
definitely
girl.
A girl.
Do you? Do you really think so?
Because, yeah. You know, how deep would a guy get into, like,
but at the end of the
hair?
Day, we're talking about money, Joe. We're talking about money.
But I'm saying, who's trying to get you for the money? You know,
I know that. So you think, okay.
I think
it sounded girly.
It sounded girly now. Okay. It's like a guy would really never delve that far into.
Yeah, right. I don't know if they think about,
unless
I want
to
get my...
Unless he went to camp as a kid and had to do a, you know, song. But
it all starts.
Right.
Show tunes to scamming.
Yes. scamming for a weave, yes.
Camp Unga Bung. Yeah.
It's just like, well, I want to get my hair did.
Yeah, that's basically... I go, okay, so can I get you a gift certificate to a salon? She goes, what's that, and how are you going to do it? I go, it is a credit for a place of business for you to get a certain amount of goods or services that somebody pays for you. She goes, I don't want that. I just want to braid my hair at the beauty shop around the corner. Simple.
You buzz off, asshole.
Yeah, yeah, what's this trying to limit me to what I can do with it?
I wasn't limited. I mean, she can do whatever she wants.
No.
I'm trying to be good fake boyfriend.
Yeah.
I go, what's the name of the shop? She goes, Della's Beauty Shop. I go, get me an email for the owner and I will try and work something out. She goes, she's a local woman. Don't think she is into those things. But if you can't help, it's fine.
Nothing. Huh. Nothing.
I go, I'm trying to. You just want me to send you money, don't you? Joe's like,
ruh-roh.
She goes, yeah.
Yeah!
If you want to give me something for my birthday, that's what I'm lacking most in my situation now. But if you can't help, I understand it perfectly.
Hmm.
I go, money is the hard thing. I was hoping I could send you a small token of my love. Maybe something Joe could come up with.
Kind of expensive.
Yeah, I don't want to spend that type of money, yeah, on this, right, show. She goes, okay, what do you want to send? I go, I was asking you what you wanted. She goes, I think it's okay. I will manage on my own. Thanks for trying to help. I go, I don't understand. She goes, I don't want anything. I can see you're trying to help, but it's fine. I will manage. Have doing that all this time, so I guess I will continue doing it. Thanks anyway.
What the hell is she doing?
What is this game? I don't understand.
So you think she's sincere, like, don't worry about it.
But it's...
I'm reading it like she's trying to manipulate me.
She's doing both. What the hell is she doing? I mean, she's trying to scam you. Why? And you're offering money.
And when women...
Well, let's keep in mind...
Thank you. No, no.
I haven't been talking to her a lot.
It's fine.
But
so she might have money coming in from somebody else. But
yeah, she must.
But hold it. Every time we get up...
If she's a scammer.
But... Well, that's what the thing is. We all get up in the morning to make money, okay? Regardless, I understand that. But if I got a customer that's been calling me in with $10,000 orders,
yeah,
and then I got a guy that calls in and he's got a $300 order that I don't hear from him like in a couple of months, and I've got customers like that, I'm going after that order too.
Yeah,
it's you know, everything and anything. Everything in the building's for sale. So I, you know. It, and that's their thing, what they do.
Yeah.
Why is suddenly this... No.
So you're actually... So now, because of this show, you're actually leaning towards maybe she's real, maybe this is a relationship, and she just gave me the girl bullshit.
That's the thing. Now, I usually go, but there's got to be another reason here. But why wouldn't you go for the money grab right off the bat? Why would you say that?
I don't read it that way, but maybe you're right. Maybe I misread it.
No.
Misread. I'm sorry, sweetie. Misread it how?
Like, I look at her like, well, she's being a little bit of a bitch. Oh, you won't give me the money? No. Yeah, you know, like a snot. Like, she tried to guilt me. That's how I'm reading it.
Guilt but, you to more. To, so she comes
to
up with a figure.
Me down.
So she's coming. She goes, all right, you know what? I need you to send me 3 bills that would make me happy. And you're so good. And don't forget, you're playing of a lonely guy mm-hmm. that's going through a divorce.
And I'm like, I can't. And she's like, well, fine. If you can't, that's fine. And I'm reading like how a woman would fight, but to get money out of me. You're reading it as like, this is a real woman.
Right, so maybe she's stringing you along where she drops a figure, all right, what I need, what would make me happy, send me 3 bills, and that'll be, you know, and I'll be where you're going. And if you're in a shit seat with a girl, and yep. they tell you that, okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, listen.
All right.
Listen, me and the girls in the chat are all in agreement here. She used the one word that you know does not mean what it says. She said, fine. If a woman says, you're not pleasing her, and she says, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It is never
fine. She's always been okay, too. She's very blasé. She was fine when I was banging Rosa.
Right,
no, not Rosa. But
Rosa.
Fine.
But fine. But all right, let's get a consensus going here on the word fine. She said fine. Fucked well, it's not all fine. Is it stupid? Erotic. But but fine, is fine being used in a sense that she is there's a romantic thing going here? Or is fine being used where she's setting him up to get money, to get a bigger sum of money, to name a price of money and guilt him into sending that money? That's my question to everybody right now.
Well, we're
going
to have to keep going. So either way, though, either way you present it, I'm kind of screwed here. I'm in a bad spot.
Lisa just wrote, as you said that, you are so screwed if you get fine.
Thank you, Lisa. That's the last thing you want to do with this scammer.
Yep. No. With a woman, you don't want to hear, fine, it's fine, I'll figure it out myself.
And that's how I'm taking
you,
it.
Yes,
I took it the way Lisa just wrote it.
Yes, she's trying to guilt you into sending the money.
That's how I took it.
Right, and that's what they're
We're
all
on
saying
the same
in there?
Page.
All right, very good.
All right, so okay. I go on. I go, please. I don't get you. I try to give you a token of love to make your day better, but if it's not cash, you're not interested. Plus, I did not say...
I'm a scammer, stupid.
Plus, I did not say I would not send you money, I just said it was harder. She goes, why is it hard? Because you touched it. She goes, why is it hard? Sorry, Joe. I apologize for a dick joke. I go, I don't know. She goes, I don't understand. When you send the thing, I will have to pay before I get it. I go, because my bank accounts are watching, not my control. I need to talk to figure it out. And now we play a game we have not played in a while. But we will play it now.
Ooh. Okay.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Devin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
I wrote that.
I did too. That's great.
Always a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Interrogate the Scammer. So I go, who is Mickey Wynn?
Mickey Wynn.
What?
I go, who is Mickey Wynn?
Okay.
She goes, I don't know him. Who is that? I go, you do know him. She goes, how do I know him? I go, he was on your friends list.
No.
She goes, there are a lot of people on my friends list I don't know. I go, she goes, who is he? I go, your previous Facebook page before Prisca Abbey, your Belinda Abbey page. She goes, there are a lot of people on that friends list I don't know. I go, Mavis Mills lists him as her brother.
Oh, damn.
She goes, okay, so why are you asking me? I go, you really have no idea? She goes, I have no idea. Why do you think I do? It just makes me look bad with the FBI when I tell them I know everything about you and tell them how you met Mavis and you were clean and you guys have a common friend who she lists as her brother on a page I never even knew about. It makes me look less than credible in their eyes. You're putting me in jeopardy.
Oh, God, that's great.
She goes, should I tell you I know him when I don't? I go, I don't know, Belinda. I'm just catching a lot of heat over this. They say they know more and will tell me soon. I tell them I know everything about you because you promised. I did not even know about this page. She goes, I didn't know every. I didn't know every in the friends list. I go, there are 36 people there.
It's not like it's a major thing. You got like 1,000 friends.
I know. There's only
36 people in the damn thing.
Tom, by the way, says, I want to get the first one out of the way. Stop interrogating me!
Yeah, it's coming, Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming.
She goes, in reality, my real friends are not even up to 15. I don't like keeping friends.
I see that.
Yeah.
I go, why? She goes, I don't even know. I just don't like keeping friends. It's not my thing.
Don't hurt yourself backpedaling, sweetie.
I go, okay, are those your boobs? Because her avatar has like these smushed up brown boobs. Very nice. Supple.
Really?
Yes.
Subtle.
Smushy.
She goes, yes, I created that page, but forgot the password, so I don't use it anymore. I go, I saw not everybody appreciated your boobs the way I do. She goes, LOL, why do you say that? I go, because of a few of the comments. I am a fan, however. And in my typical way with her, I poke, bring it back with a little bit of humor.
Yep. Now, wait a minute. What were the comments about her boobs?
It was too much. Like, people were upset. Because, you know, there are some Christian people there.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't like the exposing of the women, you know.
Oh,
I mean, there was no nipples or anything, but it was like a tight shirt and, like, she's leaning forward. You don't see her head. You just see breasts.
They were just like, bam!
That's all you need to see.
Yeah, really. I said I was a fan, and I meant it. I don't watch it. Yeah. She goes, okay, here. Thanks anyway. I go, they just don't appreciate you the way I do. She goes, nice to hear you appreciate me. I go, you knew that. I go, should I be concerned that the FBI has more info on you that they say I don't know? She goes, info on me? What for? I go, I have no idea. They know we are together. I vouch for you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
If they have something that looks bad, I am screwed.
That's
right. I guess I could even go to jail.
Brown Cotton, he's on the case. My man Brown Cotton, he knows what to do.
Well, actually, Joe, David Moore is the agent in Ghana.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Friends of Brown Cotton.
Yes, they work together.
They recommended him.
Yes, absolutely.
To the Ghana office. Yeah,
that's what it is, Joe.
So pay attention, it's Brown Copper.
Yeah, Brown Copper.
Depending on who's writing.
That's right.
She goes, you won't go anywhere. I have not done anything bad. Why should you or I care? I don't even know what they are concerned about me. I go, because I'm working for them to stop the scammers, and my girlfriend is a former, quote, scammer in their eyes. It is suspicious to them. My love for you will only carry so much weight with them. So you like what I'm doing? We haven't done the FBI in a little while.
No.
But I love the way you pull it, because right now you should be like, you're on the fence with her. I'm sorry. What can I do? Can I send you money? Blah. Not only are you not backing down, you're throwing the FBI.
Yeah.
You called her a scammer. Who's this son of a bitch that I see on the friends list? I mean, you're a ballsy fuck.
They got a lot invested in me, Joe.
But it's like so cool because... The whole thing is, we've all been positions like that with spouses, girlfriend, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Where you go, what can I, look, I'm sorry, what can we do to make, what can we, but it's not like, you're like, you're a scammer, I got the FBI, who's this son of a bitch?
She's like,
you notice we're not talking about money anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, right off the topic.
Every time fake Davin gets cornered about the money, he's like, have you met my friend, Mr. Strawman?
You got to put a little doubt in there.
It's great. Keep going.
She goes, okay, but there's no need to worry because I'm clean. Where have you gotten to trying to stop the scammers? I go, I know. But then again, I didn't know about this other page. And this Mickey Wynn thing is troubling. She goes, why is it troubling? I go, I'm smartening up people who are getting scammed and stopping the bleeding. Then the FBI handles the crackdown and sweeps. Because it links you and Mavis is more than just an internet acquaintance. I don't know more. They are working on it. They're not telling me.
Oh, God.
Mr. Davin.
Stay in your own lane.
Cheru says, don't forget the voodoo. Mm-hmm. And Lisa says, you have great bug brass ones. I think she meant big.
Ah.
But I'm very scared.
Bug has
got two little flies down.
Yeah, that's a little frightening.
There'll be a lot of disappointed people. Or at least one.
You have bug brass ones.
She goes, okay, they can work on whatever they want. Ballsy on her part, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm clean.
She's
you two
like,
ain't
whatever.
Fucking backing down, let me tell you.
It's a case of the two Brahma bullshit.
It's on. My friend used to say, it's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
I go, I'm sorry. She goes, I've not done anything wrong. Please change the topic, which is a favorite scammer thing to do. Change the topic. Forget about that.
I don't want to talk about
that. Right.
Please change the topic.
I go, okay, does this upset you? She goes, of course, because I don't know what you were talking about, and it paints me like a bad person. I don't like that. I go, I'm not painting. I'm sticking up for you to them. I'm the good guy. She goes, okay. I go, babe, I'm hurt by something. She goes, what's that? I want to be part of your real Facebook page. I feel like you're ashamed or embarrassed by me.
Oh, here it goes. Two small things. When she goes, babe, one more thing. You know she's going, oh, for Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ, why did I even answer him?
Oh, here it comes.
Oh. Now, moving on to that, the face, why aren't you
why
on that
aren't
Facebook
you on that
page?
She goes, it's not like that. I go, it's how I feel. Now I'm the woman.
Yeah.
It's how I feel. She goes, you should not feel that way. Now she's the man. Then I go, then why do you say you will do it and do not? Then she goes, hey, stranger.
Excuse me?
She goes, hey, stranger. And what? I go, huh?
Yeah, really?
Oh, God, she was typing to somebody else, and she forgot she was in the box talking to you.
And then she goes, when I send you there, you will feel like a stranger. You don't know anyone there.
Oh, nice. Oh, like you said, don't hurt yourself back.
Yeah, but it's not a cocktail party. You know, it's a Facebook page.
You won't know anybody.
I don't know. I'm not really mingling. I'm not really good at mingling. I really don't know anybody. But it's not a cocktail party. It's a fucking Facebook page.
I guess we won't have a group chat then.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know you, my girlfriend, whose page it is.
She goes, I go, you're talking to somebody else. She goes, I'm not. You're the only person on this page. I go, you're talking to somebody from another profile.
Bad day at the office.
Yeah, yeah.
Take off for 4 days and this is what I got to come back to.
Well, I had a shit day at the office today.
it's Mabel Copper on the other line.
Yeah, really?
She goes, why do you like blaming me? How can I talk to another person when you are the only one here? If you can't stop blaming me, it will be better to stop talking to me. Belinda, you can have several Facebook profiles open at once.
How, and you're the only one here. Wait a minute. Can you see? Can you see me?
She goes, why do you always accuse me? I go, if you love me, you will put me on your other Facebook page. She goes, it will happen very soon. I go, I've heard that for over a month.
Oh, God. Oh. What the hell is she waiting for?
It'll happen soon.
She goes, yes, I know it will happen soon. Even if I send you there and I don't get airtime to chat with you, there it will be useless. I go, if you did that, I would feel better. I go, you could sign out of Belinda and friend request me as Priska right now if you wanted to.
Oh.
She goes, I know, even if I do that and don't get airtime to chat with you, there it will be useless. I go, it'll take you 10 seconds. You could have done it by now and you would have had a happy boyfriend who actually felt loved. I guess arguing with me is better though, sad face.
Mm.
She goes, it'll happen soon, don't worry. I go, whatever.
It'll happen soon, don't worry. It's like, what the fuck are you taking the time for? What?
I go, whatever. What? Add more strangers instead of me. Tell me how I will know nobody. It is but a small token I ask from you. One that costs you nothing. She goes, I know it's cost nothing. Just be patient. I guess you can't. I go, more than a month is not patient? I go, you had 30 to 40 strangers while your love asked you to be added for quite some time. Yeah, I'm the one who's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not love me, then tell me. If you do not want to include me, then tell me. We've been at this for closing in on a year. Let me go if you do not love me and adore me. I'm giving her the out.
Wow, yeah.
And this is not a victim's card. A victim is like, because usually the victims are trying to, they're chasing after
the
scammer.
They would have backed down. They would have backed down.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you would be like begging
at
this point.
It's fine, it's cool. I'm sorry I asked in the first place.
Honey, I'll get you the biggest weave ever.
Yeah.
She goes, I will add you. Just wait. After this week has passed, I promise you, I will add you. I go, what is so different about this week than every other week?
Yeah.
She goes, it's no different. But
can I stop you? I'm sorry. Has she said that after this week I'll add you? Have she said that on other occasions?
Empty promises.
Yeah.
I'll do it in a few days.
But,
All right.
She goes, it's no different. But I can see you really want to be part of that page. So after this week has passed, I will add you. Happy now?
Are you happy now?
Be happy when I'm added.
Oh.
I go, the fact that it has to be a big deal does not make me happy at all.
Good.
She goes, it's no big deal. I go, apparently it is. She does not know who she's arguing with.
No, she doesn't.
You would think they've gone over the notes. She goes, it's not. I go, then why has it not happened? Why all the delays? Why the nonsense about not knowing anybody? She goes, why are you even trying so hard to be there? What do you want to do there? Just be patient. If you can't, then I guess I don't know.
Fuck you, man. I've been dating for a long time with boyfriend and girlfriend. I should be on that page. It shouldn't even be. What am I doing?
I love the raw emotion, Joe.
I know. You get sucked in. You're like, no, fuck you. What takes so long? Yeah.
You know, come on.
Joe's not going to let fake Davin stand for this.
No,
no.
That's great.
The passion for fake me. More than you showed your wife the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you spend more time with fake me.
And more passion for you.
Fake me is very much much more engaging than real me. So.
Yes. I think we agree with that.
The reason I like Belinda so much was because I got to spend so much time with fake me.
I know. But I know people in relationships that haven't added a certain somebody to their Facebook page because they're waiting for the relationship to grow.
I know certain people that have actually deleted people from their Facebook page just so they couldn't see what they were up to.
Yeah,
Facebook is a tricky wicket.
Yeah, they didn't add to the Facebook page because they wanted the relationship to grow, and then suddenly they get fucking added. So, anyway. But you should...
That's all right.
You got to practice that.
I just had to read between the lines there.
No, you're fine.
But of course she should.
Of course, shit. Of course, Joe. I'm with you, and so is Fake Davin.
Yes.
She goes, I go, then why has it not happened? Why all the delays? Why the nonsense about not knowing anybody? She goes, why are you even trying so hard to be there? What do you want to do there? Just be patient if you can. Then I guess I don't know. I do not want to do anything there. I want to be part of your life. I guess that is too much. Maybe you are not my soulmate after all.
Oh.
She goes, well, you're entitled to your opinion. We live in a democratic dispensation.
Hold it. You're entitled to your opinion. That's like when we argue about politics.
Still think it's a chick, Joe, or a guy?
I still think it's a chick, but I think it's a chick that's up to no good.
Is this my chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
My chick
is being bitchy.
Well, it just boils down to, you know, we love each other. We've been in love. We've had this relationship, and you're not adding me to the page. And then she's like, well, that's what you told me 2 weeks ago. I mean, and there's just 28 people on there. Now, I'm glad
you... No, the new one has more.
Yeah.
The new one, she's adding people all the time.
But the thing, if this was true love, that's, like, really hurtful.
Well, it's like I posted on your Facebook page. You know, when it's a Facebook relationship, that's how you know it's for real. So this is very troubling that I'm not there.
But you're hitting her. You know what, though, dude? You know, you've been hitting her up with that FBI stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she's the last, you know, let's call it spade a spade. It's the last thing she would really want. I mean, you're scared. And, you know, well, the FBI, but I don't want this son of a bitch on there. I'm going to do all the backpedaling I can to
keep
him off.
Yeah, but at the same token, if you want to make the FBI happy, put me on there so it looks like, oh, they are in a relationship.
But even so, if you're selling weed and you know, like, the cops are around, you know, and it's like, well, why don't you have the cops stop over for lunch? No, I don't want them over
here. So you think my FBI thing might be hurting
me? I think it might be hurting it.
Well, I mean, but in my defense... that page was created before my FBI bullshit, and I wasn't there.
That's true. And didn't you start asking her to be on it before the FBI stuff?
Do you think it's more of a hindrance while you're not there because of it?
It could be. I don't know. She goes, you're entitled to your opinion. We live in a democratic dispensation. Just wait for this week to pass, and I will add you. I go, what is a democratic dispensation?
What does that mean?
She goes, a democratic era. I go, what does that have to do with adding your boyfriend on Facebook? She goes, nothing, was just saying.
What?
I go, you're not. That is twice in the same conversation. You have jeopardized my life and possibly yours and the people you love. Damn it, why could you not be honest with me? She goes, what are you talking about?
Scammer move. Scammer answer. Typical scammer answer.
Yeah, what is she talking about?
On a move like that. Typical scammer answer.
I go, something's not right with you. She goes, what's not right? I go, you. You are inserting things that do not make sense. She goes, I'm just bored by your accusations.
Scammer answer.
Huh, yeah.
Scammer answer.
I go, yes, it's all my fault. She goes, whatever. Have less than 15 minutes here. If you want to say something to me, say it now, because I don't know when I can get airtime to chat with you again.
I got to interrupt again. Do you notice the tone of this conversation is a lot like Ann Jackson and Brown Cotton when she's speaking with Brown Cotton and those guys? Where it's a lot of just, you know, well, why are you doing it? Well, your answers are silly and stuff like that. Do you notice it's taking on that kind of a tone?
Is she going to start saying, I don't have the fucking fees?
No, well, that's Ann who curses.
It's taking the same tone between you and her now that it takes the tone in the same tone that they have between Ann and Brown Cotton and all these other characters that she deals with.
Well, I think maybe she's mafia.
Why are you getting so upset? Why is there a problem? The answer she's giving you is like when she, you know, where's the money? Why is there a problem? There's no problem.
Like Stonewall.
And a tone. And it goes back to what we're saying, diffusing. When we were talking about the C word and, like, you know, when I said my wife laughs at me when I yell, she's giving a tone to try to diffuse the situation that it's no big deal.
Right.
The same way that the scammers do with Ann Jackson, the same way that she's doing with Davin right now. It's a typical textbook scammer answer.
Yeah, just like distracting it by like, nothing.
Trying to defuse the situation and trying to move on.
Well, Lisa thinks that it's not the same female that you've been talking to.
I am not convinced I'm talking to the same female or a female.
Oh.
To me... That's why I was surprised you guys were like right on the same
but
girl. To me, it feels different.
They were getting so much into the wig and the extensions and stuff like that that it doesn't seem...
Yeah, but you know you're coming that day for money, so you got to come up with a story. I haven't spoken to them in 4 days. They have time to come up with a story, Joe.
Yeah, but still, it's like, you know, well, I'm going to the beauty parlor. I don't feel a guy would get that in-depth
Yeah, it just seemed like a real girl thing.
Yeah, I'm going to beauty parlor today.
Well, I mean, remember, they do convince people that they're girls.
Yeah, they sure do.
I mean, we know there's a girl involved. I agree with Lisa. This doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe it is the same, and maybe there was no real emotion. I don't know.
Well Lisa also said that Ebola must be screwing with her brain.
Well, I tell you, if it is a guy, I'm going to throw a little extra in his envelope on Friday because he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I go, what am I supposed to say? I'm hurt and confused. She goes, why are you hurt and confused? I should be the one who should be hurt and confused. That was my part of the script. She goes, you have a girlfriend you don't take care of and you demand stuff from her. How is that possible? You tell me.
Oh, wait. She said that?
Yep.
You have a girlfriend you don't take care of. And you demand stuff from me.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I guess it's not fine about the money. Huh?
No. Oh, so you think this is real emotion?
This is a very guilt-ridden money grab. You're not man up. You are not taking care of my business.
I'm with Lisa. This ain't my gal. I don't know, but that's kind of what that's kind of how I felt.
Well, she says her handlers are cracking down. It's a girl,
enough
but it's just not the same one.
Might
yeah.
not be a girl. We don't know.
But that's her opinion.
A lot of things. A lot of things are going on. You know, I mean, you're calling her on the carpet about all this stuff. You want to get added to this Facebook page? She's essentially pulling a C word on you.
I go demand. Yeah, I'm a real prick. I do nothing for you. I do not risk everything for you. I wanted to send you a gift or get your hair done for you, but you wanted cash or nothing. This bitch ain't going to put... Nobody puts Def Fake Davin in the corner.
You know why? Because she wants cash or nothing.
Yeah.
You're a problem.
Yeah.
She goes, I didn't say that. If that's what you think, that's your problem. I wanted to send you a gift, but you wanted nothing but money. Wish I said I would try and figure it out. Which I said I would try and figure out. She goes, how can you send me a gift if you don't have money to go take it? I go, what? She goes, when are you going to take something there as a fee you pay before the item is given to you?
Wait,
tell me there's a fee when you receive money or something. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
All right, good, because I'm like, what the hell?
I go, in the past you wanted me to send you stuff. She goes, that is when I had a little money. Now I'm broke. I go, this is just not working. I go, I really want this to work, but we are having big problems. Again. She goes, we are not. This is simple. You just help me or not.
Scammer answer.
Wow.
See,
yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. This ain't my gal.
No, it's not. Yeah. This is really much
more. My gal's got more skill.
Somebody called in sick today.
Yeah. Gavin, why am I handling this case? What a bunch. You said there would be porn writing. There's no porn.
Yeah, I don't see anything
funny. They probably talked this guy into a bill of goods. Look, 32 couldn't come in today, so you're going to fill in. Guy's a ball. You probably write some porn today. Next thing you know, he's up to his ass trying to backpedal. He's got the boss behind. How you making out?
Oh, my God.
You want me to sit down? No, I need this gig. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
Could you just pick up my balls off the floor? They're in pieces.
He's like a customer service person that you deal with.
Yeah.
That they're friendly. They help you out. They try to get you a credit on something or something like that. And they're out that day. And you get this rules are rules asshole.
Yeah.
She goes, I have to go before the airtime gets finished. I go, I try to help you, but if I can't, I'm nothing to you. Wait, I try to help you, but if I can't, am I nothing to you? Be honest. She goes, see when I have enough airtime. But I've been there all this while. Do you really think that? I guess you don't know me. Goodbye. Then she goes, take care of your kid, your wife, and yourself. I go, sometimes I think I do, and sometimes I think I do not. So are you breaking up with me? She goes, I am not. She goes, will you buy airtime for me? I go, how do I do that? She goes, I don't know. And then actually I was talking to two people at the same time at the points during this. Mavis Mills.
What?
I was dealing with Belinda and Mavis at the same time at parts during this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Mavis is here.
Oh, my God.
Mavis is here. I tell you, April 18th was a busy day. Mavis goes, long time. I go, hi, Mavis. How are you? She goes, I'm good, just with my brother. I go, oh, who's your brother? She goes, why do you ask? I go, conversations all. She goes, do you have a problem with him or has he stole your money?
What?
April 18th was a very busy day.
Because that's how I respond when people ask me about my family members. Do you have a problem with him or did he steal your money?
Now, do you think that these two are sitting next to each other?
Going, oh, my God. What's
going
on?
I did bring up
today?
Mickey Wynn, the brother.
Yeah, you sure did. I'm sitting here with my brother.
I go, no. Why? why would you ask me something like that? She goes, because you ask who is just a sudden, just, because you ask who is just a sudden is strange. I go, because you mentioned him all of a sudden. Is he somebody who steals money? She goes, you've never cared about me. I go, what? I go, when you were talking to that guy, did I not say I was concerned for your well-being? She goes, which guy? Richard? I go, no, Adrian, I think was his name. Remember, she was
yeah.
like,
nobody gives a shit about me.
No, well, why not?
Real life, not life.
Your poetry sucks. Real life, yes. Fake life, yes.
I'm waiting to hear that next. She's so pissed on that asshole had that shit poetry had to sit through.
She goes, forget me. I go, what? She goes, I'm not important to you after all. Unfriend me now.
What?
I go, what are you talking about? Why are you mad at me? Did I miss something?
Where is this coming from?
She goes, because you called my brother a thief.
What?
I go, no, I didn't. You did.
You called my brother a thief.
Now, keep in mind, I'm dealing with both these assholes at the same time.
He just said, hi. Yeah, who's your brother?
Yeah.
As you, no, that's it. No, unfriend me.
I go, I asked you who he is, nothing more. You asked me if he stole something from me. I go, your words. I go, do you have a problem with him, or has he stole your money? She goes, I just don't want to have any problem or anything with. I go, I have no problem. I was inquiring about you and your family. You've gone crazy all of a sudden. Keep in mind, the day before I warned DJ.
Wow.
It's been like 4 weeks since I've spoken
to
him.
God almighty, it was like, good morning, and the fight was on. Yeah, holy shit.
She goes, unfriend me. I go, why?
Unhand me, good sir.
She goes, it's not fair to Belinda that you married and still talk to her.
Whoa.
I go, do you talk to Belinda? She goes, have to send her a massage and warn her. I think she meant message.
Stop right now. They have to be sitting next to each other. It's the same person.
Yes, that's what the chat says.
Not the same person.
I have to send a message. If you have to send a message, how do you know about so much shit that just happened?
Tap her on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, stupid. How's it going for you?
Yeah.
You know, do you think they're sitting together or it's the same person? Or
you know what would be really something, though? If they were sitting next to each other, don't you think Belinda would have said, I think you're talking to somebody else at the same time? Because he was.
Yeah.
Right?
So I go, do you have any idea what I'm sacrificing and losing to be with her? She goes, I will send her a message on Facebook. You are a cheat and a liar, just like every other guy.
Wow.
Well, in Africa.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I go, she knows I'm married. Why do you think I'm getting a divorce? I fell in love with her, well, Agnes, and then filed for divorce.
Yeah.
You can't blackmail me because I'm an open book with Belinda. Nice to know you would try, though.
Yeah.
That might be a new, you know what, now I'm thinking about it, that probably could be a new scammer that's doing the role of Belinda. Because, yeah, you know, you're married, so, yeah, this has been, believe me, I've been doing all the clips, this is a scenario that's been played out.
Yeah.
With all the cards on the table, so why is this a problem?
Yeah.
She goes, because I saw on your profile you're still married. If you're married, then why would you want to be with her? It's not fair. You fuck your wife in day and night and promise her the world.
I only could.
Day and night. Wow.
This shit. There's no talk. I go, it was not my intention. I'm in a bad marriage. My divorce is pending. It's in the courts, and I want to stop right here.
Sounds like the beginning of the show.
It's a theme night.
Joe did the scammer clips from last week, and there was like divorce proceedings in the scammer clips.
Right.
So I put there me and the wife getting a divorce. I actually had a comic reach out to me and was very concerned. I'm like, no, it's bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's my co-host page.
Yeah.
You sure it's not Joe's page?
Hey, let me go with you to somebody who could use a talk.
No, it's my co-host page.
Yeah. No, I remember that when you put something up and you said, look, I'm going to put something up on my page. It's not real. It's
but
for the show.
I'm
glad you did because I'd be like, what?
But the funny thing is I was just browsing through it.
Yeah.
And then I see like pending divorce and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't catch it at first, and I'm like, why is he putting shit about what's going on with me, Ron? And then I read, and then I caught it, that it was the scammer thing. I'm like, I averted
an angry email.
Yes.
You just did, because I just caught it. I'm like, oh, shit, no, that's
not about me.
That's the scammer stuff, all right.
You fuck your wife day and night and promise her the world. I go, it was not my intention. I'm in a bad marriage. My divorce is pending.
Sounds
it's
like
in the
vows.
And I, what?
Sounds like wedding vows. Oh, fuck you, day
I go,
night.
I fuck nobody. I've been faithful to Belinda since she asked me to. I spent hours talking and thinking about her. She goes, she has to be stupid to believe you. And me, you. I didn't say that, but
me, you.
I go, I promise nothing. I go, why are you being a bitch to me?
Good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I did nothing to you but try to be a friend. She goes, unfriend me. I go, why do you hate me?
Jesus Christ.
Because you're a cheat and a liar. I go, Belinda knew about my marriage when she started talking to me. I did not plan for this. You're the one who was hidden behind fake profiles, not me. She goes, which profile? I go, we've been over this. Whatever, unfriend me. I go, did something happen to make you act this way towards me?
Yeah, somebody leaned over.
Yeah. Hey, you know what he's telling CJ?
She goes, delete me.
CJ.
I go, what do you think I did to you? You cheated on your wife and Belinda. I go, I've been completely honest with Belinda. My wife knows it's over. I've never touched Belinda, so I did not cheat on my wife.
Tell her to go to the page and listen to the clips.
Well, the clips weren't there at the time, Joe. I go, since Belinda asked me to be true to her, I have touched nobody else. You pretend you were a white woman to my friend. You made fake profiles using Belinda's names. Are you there? Unfriend me. Have a good day.
Good day, sir.
I go, what did I do to you? I've not reported you to Facebook. I protected you, which you do not know about because I thought you were a good person who did some bad things. And then I get blocked.
From Mavis.
What the hell? What is that all about?
What is that?
What is that all about?
I'm guessing maybe something happened with DJ.
DJ said something.
I'm guessing maybe Belinda Pooh might have said a little something about Mickey Wynn.
Okay.
We got a couple things in play here.
I think it's both.
Whatever it is, fake Davin having a very bad day.
Boy, oh boy. Let me tell you, you kept them up the ass at their office too.
Yeah, really. And Lisa's like, why is all the surprise all of a sudden?
But
you know,
because
like,
it's so sudden and she's so adamant.
I thought we were all having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on?
And then Belinda's back. I go, well, you're back. Well, your friend hates me. That is fun for me. Sad face. She goes, which friend? I go, Mavis. She goes, what happened? I go, after being gone for a month, she tells me she is with her brother. I say, cool. Who is he? She then proceeds to ask me if he stole from me. I said, no. What are you talking about? She then says I accused him of stealing, which I never did. She then called me a liar and a cheat, and she said she's going to tell you about me. I said, Belinda knows everything about me, and I'm getting divorced because I fell in love with Agnes/Belinda. She then went on a tirade, deleted me, and left Facebook. What an odd coincidence, don't you think?
Oh.
She goes, how'd that happen? What'd you do to her? Did you say why she says was like that? This is weird.
Well, you're getting it from all ends.
I go, yeah. I did nothing to her. She flipped out. Kind of odd that this is the first time she mentioned her brother is right after I mentioned it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, why do you think I did something? I'm getting a bit tired of all this, to be honest. She goes, I'm also getting tired of it. Want to know why she was like that? I go, I do not know. What did you tell her? She goes, I haven't told her anything. Wait, I think she sent me a message. Over here.
Okay. Send me. What did you send me?
I go. She said she would. Here's a secret. I'm married. Newsflash. Ugh.
Yeah.
She goes, that's no secret. I go, I know.
Well, tell stupid then.
Tell stupid.
Get stupid on the phone or the computer and tell her.
Tap her on the shoulder and go.
Tap her on the shoulder.
I go, I know. Bitch was trying to ruin us, but she can't because I've told you everything. I go, what did her message say? A lot. She called you a cheat and others. I go, well, she said she would, even though I told her I've been faithful to you since you asked me to be. Is this the first time you were asking what she looks like? I go, is that the first time? Oh, excuse me. Is that the first time you're seeing what she looks like? She goes, not really. I go, you've met her in person? She capitalizes. No. Yeah. I go, are you going to respond to her? She goes, it's not necessary. Have to go. See you when I get airtime. I go, I'm.
Wow. Wow.
I go, okay, I'm troubled by all this. Things are not good at all. She goes, I have bigger problems to worry about. See you later. Take care.
Boy, everybody's getting out of Dodge, huh?
Yeah.
I go, nice of you to dismiss my issues. Have a good one. She goes, I don't dismiss your issues. Haven't paid her school fees. Thinking of how to feed my kid. Things are already hard. I go, fine. I just need to be alone. Just when I thought I had this figured out on how to get you money, things have changed. Mm-hmm. The source of the money now doubts everything. I have personal stuff. My lawyer dumped me. If we do not talk, have a wonderful birthday. I am out.
Ooh.
But we're not finished. DJ comes in.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know what he had to say.
Now, the last thing he asked me on the 17th is, so what you're saying is a black woman posing as this angel, but one day she video chatted me on Facebook, ? I go, it might be a woman. And I go, it might not be a woman at all. Often there are men who are running the operation in Africa, and they use the women they control for their actual phone calls. Should you have one? It is hard for me to tell what exactly you're dealing with. A person looking like an angel video chatted with you?
What was the quality of the video chat? They can manipulate these videos to a certain degree, and Angel has cam videos out, so it is possible they did that. Look at the way she spells cuz, C-U-S-E is what I put. I go, she spells it C-O-S. This is how Africans spell it when talking with us Mugus, as they call it. There's a good chance she spells thought, taught. Please do not reveal to her who I am and where you got your info. If you do, that you are risking me not being able to help others in your situation. I go, if you wish to tell me more details, I'll be happy to assist you further. Mavis Mills is a common name these scammers from Ghana use. There are a lot of profiles under variations of that name with Ann Angel's pictures. Here are some more links for you to check out. And I sent her some more, and one of them is Mavis Mills, Mabelvilles, Mabel Mills, Belinda Abbey. These are all
yeah.
And here it is with one with Ann Angel's picture using the name Belinda Abbey, who's the name of the person I'm dealing with. I go, I have a lot of experience with this, but I'm afraid to reveal too much to you right now because this is something I have been working on for close to a year, and I really do not know you. I monitor this person's profiles, and when I saw that you posted, I thought I needed to at least warn you, post that they were in a relationship. I hope you have not sent this person any money. Like I said, if I can help you figure out what is going on, I'll be happy to. Good luck, Davin. He responds, and then I go, since Mavis freaked out and took down some sites down here, here's another link. So some of the pages started to disappear.
Oh, wow.
So he goes, DJ goes, so is she anyway a black woman? I go, most likely. I go, how long have you been talking to her? Have you spoken to your Mavis about this yet? She goes, two weeks. Thanks for the been talking 2 weeks. Thanks for the intel. So these are different kinds of sites. I go, what do you mean different kinds of sites? She goes, yes, this morning. So they spoke this morning of the 18th. She goes, yes, this morning. I just assume we should chat some more like I figured. Figured your time, she has more upside scams. I go, you're not talking to who you think you are. The person you're talking to is not the girl in the picture. Does she say she's living in the USA or abroad? And I go, well, if you spoke to her this morning, that might explain the hell I caught today. She goes, abroad. He goes, abroad, Ghana. I go, yes, sir, you have a full-fledged scammer.
Yeah.
I go, did she tell you how rough she has it or how hard her life has been yet? He goes, didn't get that far, but basically implied that works in an orphanage, parents died early.
Wow!
Same old shit.
Wow!
Wow.
He goes, really, after what you did to me... And he writes this, really, after what you did to me, you expect me not to do with you? Leave me the fuck alone.
What?
This is what he writes.
To you?
Yeah. I go, so I respond. I go, yes, orphanage is a go-to job. My scammer who revealed herself to me started with the orphanage angle. That is a long story, though. Did you ask her what type of government Ghana had today by chance? I was trying to figure out if it was the Democrats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I go, was that meant for me?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, that was her sob story. So he's the sob story. She goes, no, I mean, leave me the fuck alone. Was that from her to you? He goes, now leave me the fuck alone. One was for her. She's trying to get back right now. I haven't gotten home yet. Clear my Facebook. I go, sounds like she does not like being caught in her lie. I go, did you send her money? He goes, very little. She actually came to me one time and told me she wasn't who she said she was, and that the pics I saw her that pretty much told me everything. That she said it was a joke. I'm a Christian man. I tried to be a friend, but you opened my eyes. Thank you, sir. Got to go back to work now, but thank you. Keep me updated. I will likewise, sir. I go, no problem. Glad I could help you, and sorry you sent her anything. FYI, they claim they are good Christians all the time. That is one of their tricks. I write, and I'm sorry, and sorry this is not what the love you were looking for. You can report it to Facebook and get the page deleted. She or he will set up another one, but at least the folks on her friends list will no longer be in touch with her. And we'll not have to deal with her. And that is your stories.
Wow. Wow.
I had a really shitty April 18th,
2013. Wait. So just let me just back up for a second because I'm not really clear about that. You know, so he said to, and she called herself Mavis to him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So DJ said to Mavis, no, you know, go screw you.
Mavis is the name she's been using. That's why I reported.
No, I know. But I'm saying the whole fuck you after what you did to me. Who said that to who?
I'm pretty sure he said that to Mavis.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he said that to Mavis.
All right. So fuck you after what
I was
to
on
me.
The
opinion. It's hard to understand. But
it sounded like he was saying it to you. That
yeah.
No, it wasn't to me. It definitely wasn't to me.
Okay.
But I think he was saying it to Mavis.
Wow.
And that's why she hit the roof with you.
Because you screwed up her deal.
Did I ruin a scam?
Oh,
I'm a bad boy.
Unfortunately, sure, not soon enough because like this poor guy sent her some.
Well, here's the more unfortunate thing.
But he would have sent more.
If I had been doing it now, I would have used a fake profile. so that fake Davin would not have caught all this hell.
Right.
But
right.
I didn't know at the time, so I did it from the real profile.
Yeah.
And now there's all shitville for fake Davin.
See, there's pros and cons to that because your profile, you know, looks and breathes like a real person's profile. Because
I'm real.
Yes. Then you're more believable than the person who's saying, I love you, send me money.
Fake profiles can be created.
Yeah, I know. But to have, like, you know, real friends and they all check out and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, you can certainly send one up that has, like, people on it and everything so that looks legit, too, and it doesn't go directly back to fake Davin. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it makes more sense because if someone who has no idea that this goes on at all thinks that they're talking to a legitimate poor soul and they're a good Christian person and they're trying to help out and they're hoping to get a love connection out of it as well, and then all of a sudden this guy comes along, you know, saying, you know, that's not who you think it is. And then it's like, well, who the hell are you to tell me that? If they look you up and your profile seems at least somewhat fishy, they're not going to believe you. You know what I mean?
Well, the problem is we have a couple. Is it the Mickey Wynn that set her off? Or is it the warning? We have a lot of things.
Somebody did.
We have a perfect storm.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Jesus Christ. Right after you said hi, go fuck yourself. I get me
so,
home.
Yeah.
We no longer are really sure who I'm dealing with Belinda.
No.
You know, it was certainly not a good day.
No. Well, Lisa said, bad day all around for Mavis. Yeah, pretty much.
Bad day all around for me. You know, I'm trying to keep this together with these assholes, too.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to help one guy over here. I'm trying to keep my fake love together. I'm dealing with a crazy woman who's yelling at me all of a sudden. It was, and I remember, I was talking to Belinda and Mavis at the same time at
Paul. Oh, man.
A busy day at the office for everyone.
Yeah, really. It was juggling two crazy bitches.
Well, I thought that would be a good way to do stories tonight because you guys felt like I had been holding back.
Well, you know what? That was a really good one.
Yeah?
That was a really good one because there was a lot going on in there and different voices, it seems like, coming. You know, like, Belinda acting very different than she had been before. And
not
Maeve,
liking this Belinda.
No. This one is right to the, give me the money. Oh, you know what? You don't love me. You're not taking care of business, boy. Give me the money.
It makes me think, I could be wrong, I don't know. It makes me think, they want the money. She's off the case.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were pretty, in the beginning, you guys said, oh, no, this is Belinda. She's talking about the hair. But, My Belinda's a little bit more subtle.
I felt like it was more a girl, not necessarily the girl you've been talking to.
Whoever I was talking to is a little bit more subtle.
Yeah, this person
she
is.
She doesn't get anything out of me. Right. But she knows how to handle me.
Hence the replacement.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Reviews. They probably had reviews last week.
What are the reviews? Yeah. Close to a year, not a dime. All right, come into the office.
Yeah, upstairs, please.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This one's getting your caseload.
Yeah, we're going to give you some easy ones, some soft targets.
Yeah, really.
No, not if I was the manager. Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like doing interviews again. And just give a soft shit. We'll get the bitch in here. And see.
But yeah. I mean, I definitely
get the bitch one in and see if we can get some dough out of him.
I could be completely wrong, but I don't feel like that's my Belinda.
No.
Maybe not. Also, yeah. The person that got scammed, you know, I mean, he was in a little less of time. He already sent some money and blah, blah, blah. But him, Davin, it's just nothing but antics, not a dot. You know?
I know.
In case you are.
Well, like, what did he say? He was talking to her for 2 weeks?
Yeah, is that money?
And he'd already sent money within 2 weeks?
But there was not 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, not a dime?
Assholes haven't seen a dime.
Can't even get her hair did? I mean, what good are you? Oh.
I have to be a pain in the ass for this point.
You think?
Because as you pointed out, I don't go into typical victim mark mode. I go right back with it.
Yeah.
Victim mode. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Instead of going, but baby, can we make it right? Well, I think, well, I'm telling the FBI, you're a scammer. I'm like, holy smoke.
Why won't you put me on that other page? Damn it, I've been asking.
It's just like a possum. You caught her a scared possum. they're gonna claw it down with their teeth.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're getting your
cat. So like the possum for that. You know?
Yeah, you're getting your calf all ripped up.
You heard it here first. Joe, pro possum.
Yeah, pro possum.
I think that's really the takeaway from the show.
They're just nasty and don't give a damn what situation they're in. They're just bastards.
They're okay until you corner them, like these girls.
Yeah.
So, did we deliver?
You know what? Lisa's very happy.
No, I live to make Lisa happy.
Yes, I haven't heard from Cheru in a while, but I think that she's just stunned.
There was a lot there.
Yeah.
This is not your typical scam baiting antics, but this never has been.
No, no. This was a crazy day.
Yeah, well. All right. Let's thank some people, shall
yeah.
we? Family martial arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Maybe the scammer should go there, have a meeting. Francesco's...
Oh, yeah, really?
Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue. Whatever, Joe. At Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to ask about their next comedy night. Golubeg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you ever had a Golubeg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again.
Mm-hmm.
Golubeg's has the perfect schmeal for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Golubeg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Delis offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and Russian dressing, fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Golubeg's can feed your craving. Golubeg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or catered. Golubeg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. Side-splitting Productions, you need a comedian, DJ, murder mystery, impersonator. Give us a call. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, anything going on for Mr. Helix?
No, not this week.
How about next week or the week after?
No, I don't think that there's anything until later in the month.
Joey, what do you got going on?
I'll be at Brokerage Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday. Friday night is going to be an 8 o'clock show. Saturday night will be 9:30 show. Go to govs.com for tickets and information. Also, Race Odyssey will be playing August 24th at Mexicali Blues in Teaneck, New Jersey. We're going to be opening up for the London Choir Boys. So check it out. Three new songs off the new album we're going to be debuting. So if you're in the area, come on, check us out.
You get to hear Joe's emotions on behind the band.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because your songs are on there, right?
Oh well, the ones I wrote, not yet. They're coming. But for Chris's songs are up first.
All right. Let's see. Wednesday, August 6th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Suffern, New York at Marcello, starring Phil Selman, as seen on Showtime. For tickets, call 845-357-9108. August 12th through the 25th, I'll be performing at Joker's Wild at the Atlantis on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. So if you're there, come down. I got plenty of time to kill. Really, I do. Catch a show. Hang out.
Go buy bologna at the store.
Yeah. I'll probably drop some weight again. Because I don't eat well the first week. I'm not eating well. Second week, family comes, I'll eat. But yeah. So that's where I'm going to be. So come down to the Bahamas if you're there.
Sounds nice.
Friday, August 15th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquet, starring Frank Vignola from Comedy Central. For tickets, call 201-337-8990, 201-337-8990, extension 2. And Saturday, October 11th, you can see our live road show featuring stand-up comedy, our radio games, and scammer stuff. We'll be at the Brew Pub in Allentown, and you can go to davinsden.com website to order tickets. And we're going to be back on August 26th.
And if yes. I could add something, it's a Brew Pub. We're going to drink and party during and after the show. Brew Pub gang. And you know how much I love to drink, so come on out and drink with me and the gang.
Really, the show is just an excuse for Joe to drink.
That's true.
That's really what we're there
yes.
for. But that's really why we're driving to Allentown. But yeah, I hope you guys get some tickets. Seating is extremely limited. And the tickets are very reasonably priced.
Very.
So we're going to play some games from the show. We'll do some scammer stuff.
We're going to have so much fun.
We're going to do comedy. Pip Helix is going to dust off the mothballs. Me and Joe will bring our brand of comedy, whatever that's worth. But, yeah, so we're off for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Going to miss the fans, but I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to a couple weeks off.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we have to do, but, you know, it'll be refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah, so we kind of gave, like, the little cliffhanger with the stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
So, you know, I'll be around if you guys want to tweet us or Facebook us. I'll be around this week. You guys can hit me up if you want to chat. We're just taking a couple weeks off the show. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys who downloaded and listened on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Good night. See you 2 weeks.
Good night.
Anyway, keep listening. August 26th. We'll be back.